The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another podcast here with the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. These podcasts are designed to highlight some of the activities, some of the businesses, community organizations, nonprofit organizations that are members of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce, to inform you what they do and talk about some of the events they have coming up throughout the year and how you can engage with our members right here. And we are talking today with the Executive Director of SCOW. SCOW is an acronym, S-C-O-W, for Spanish Community of Wallingford. Very exciting year this year, the 50th anniversary celebrating SCOW in the Wallingford community. And Adriana Rodriguez, congratulations to everyone who's been a part of SCOW for 50 years.
Thank you so much, Ray, and thank you so much for having us participate today. We are excited to be here and proud to be a chamber member.
It is interesting to think back to the early 1970s and to think about the emergence of SCOW, Spanish Community of Wallingford. Be a little bit of an historian, if you can, for your organization. Talk about the founding, the mission, the vision at that point in time, and then we'll walk everyone through the history and talk about what you do in a contemporary sense right now. So let's go back to the 1970s. Community members, folks in the community saw a need, and they established Spanish Community of Wallingford.
Definitely. So La Comunidad Hispana de Wallingford, also known as the Spanish Community Wallingford and SCOW, was founded in 1972 by a small group of Hispanics in the greater Wallingford and Meriden area who themselves experienced difficulties and saw a need in finding, you know, translators, job opportunities, medical assistance, and just kind of any referrals. So the founders, a group of individuals, got together and founded what we call now SCOW. And throughout the years, I would like to say that SCOW has been very successful in implementing its mission by providing a variety of social services, cultural sharing opportunities, educational services, and programs for children, youth, and adults, and different enrichment activities that have allowed our clients not only to endure, but to successfully integrate into themselves into US society. And Ray, I will share that my family is one of those who, with the services, was able to really move forward, learn the language, become citizens, and even myself today, an opportunity to work at SCOW and share my story and my culture.
When you go back to 1972 and you think about that time, and then over time, 1980s, 90s, so on and so forth, families from and your family have now become part of the community, part of Wallingford, put roots down, been in the schools, established businesses, been working in some of the local businesses and manufacturing plants, so on and so forth. It is, to a degree, if I may say a little bit, a part of the American dream, and SCOW has helped make that happen.
Definitely. And interesting, you know, as we celebrate our 50th year, we've been doing a lot of research, you know, learning that, you know, its first location in a kind of in a garage on South Cherry Street to many in 2001 here at the 284 the Washington location next to the Wallingford Senior Center, how it's kind of developed and grown. And in the 70s, kind of reading some of the articles and the scrapbooks, there was a big influx of Cubans. So it was Cubans, Spaniards, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. And then you go into the 80s where it was a big influx of Mexicans who moved into town, and then the 90s as well. And now what we've seen is a big influx of Ecuadorians, neighbors from Guatemala, Honduras, Peru, who have moved in. So it's been very exciting. And some of the challenges that the community has that faced in the 70s is kind of some of the similar challenges they face now. Housing, you know, seeking job opportunities. But what I'd love to see throughout, you know, since the 70s until now, the community has been resilient, hardworking, and just really looking into integrating in the community, sharing their culture, and moving forward.
One of the remarkable things that we bore witness to is with Wallingford's 350 plus two celebration was the parade. And Spanish community of Wallingford on that day had, I think, dozens and dozens and dozens of marchers, and many in costume and in costume to their country. If we think of the term Hispanic and the wider Hispaniola, wider diaspora of Spanish migration, we have individual countries with different cultures, different foods, different governments, different stories, different religions. So talk about the wider range of Hispanic culture in different countries and how they get represented in SCAL.
Definitely. For us, it's very important to be inclusive, to embrace the different cultures. I think that every day it's a learning opportunity for all of us. Within the office, we're very diverse. We have my colleague, Lisandra, from Puerto Rico. I'm Mexican, and some other colleagues are Mexican. So even within, internally, we get to learn from each other. But when it's, you know, welcoming our clients and just anyone who walks through the doors, it's very important for us to learn about them so they, you know, so they could kind of feel welcomed and also learn from us. And at SCAL, we really try to kind of embrace that. And kind of going back to the parade, it was very important for us to have all the 22 Hispanic and Latin American flags represented. And most of the folks who did hold the flag were representatives from their country, and it was a wonderful opportunity for them. And they held that flag with so much honor and pride. And in the parade, you probably saw a lot of many individuals dressed up in typical clothing from their home countries or states. And I think that, again, being able to share that and represent is such a big honor. And it just means so much. And it was just so nice to see, you know, people waving, but also people screaming, you know, Viva Puerto Rico, Mexico, Cuba, because I think that's that connection and being able to see the representation of their cultures, of their countries. And I think throughout the years, we've really done a big part to the community, to the greater community, of just kind of sharing, you know, more about the Ecuadorian culture, more about, you know, the Spaniards and the folks from Bolivia. And I think that for us, just, you know, being inclusive and really educating ourselves and embracing the different cultures is very huge. And not only, you know, the Hispanic and Latinos, we welcome everyone and anyone that walks through our doors. And we have clients from all around the world, which is so beautiful. And it's just an opportunity to get to know each other. And I love it.
In Wallingford, it's remarkable. You can drive for a mile and see the Hungarian Community Hall. You can go to the Polish National Alliance Park. And of course, SCAL is just down the street. Wallingford is a culturally rich community represented by literally the United Nations, many countries, many shores. Folks come here. I'm a child of a person, a mother who was born in a foreign country. All four of my grandparents were born outside of the United States. So the immigrant story really does resonate in Wallingford.
It really does. And Wallingford is so welcoming. And I think that throughout the years, the town has really embraced and is doing a really good job in the schools and, you know, through Hispanic Heritage Month to really increase its kind of, just like kind of an out, not outreach, but just the visibility of the different, you know, blended and mixed cultures in town and just kind of them doing a really good job and learning from each other, learning from our neighbors.
Let's talk about some of the programming and some of the actual work that you do to sort of ease families and individuals into the workforce, into the community, make them feel at home. Naturally, the immigration process and coming here can be very, very complicated. The work process, the green card, so on and so forth. But you have alliances, you've built these relationships over many years with volunteers, with financial institutions, with attorneys, with medical institutions, to make sure that that can happen in a positive way.
Yes. So at SCOW, if you're new or you're kind of just really looking or seeking information, you could come here and we provide a variety of social services, from referrals, connecting you with just kind of work opportunities, connecting the schools, but also just guidance, kind of explaining how Wallingford works, how Connecticut works, and just getting the information to you. We also provide interpretation and translation services. Most of the staff here is a notary, which is great. And also our programs, all our programs are kind of meaningful to be educational and just help you move forward. So we have different levels of English classes, we have computer classes, we have tutoring, and we also have programs for children. We have our bilingual playgroup that really focuses on the language and introduction to kind of like school readiness skills, and that's called Bebes Activos. And again, that program is very diverse and it's open to the whole community. We have youth leadership programs that have been running at SCOW for over 12 years and have been very successful. And over 150 students have participated in the program where they learn leadership skills. They get to meet different people throughout the community. Volunteer community service is so important, I think, in society to, first of all, give back, but to network and learn more about yourself, I would say. And we really instill that to our youth, and also an introduction to the workforce. We get to plant the seed about different, you know, work opportunities or career opportunities. And we kind of help the students kind of create a post-high school plan, whether it being trade schools, working full-time, college, or what it may be. We also have Spanish classes for adults, for English speakers, and we have a phenomenal music program. The SCOW School of Music started in 2010, and it has exploded throughout the years. And in our music program, you will get voice, instrument, dance lessons. We have a mariachi component and a drumming component, and it has really exploded. And I think that all our programs could be described as just like a mix of just learning and just participating. And what I love is everyone gets an opportunity to participate and just be part of something. So those are just kind of a couple of our services and programs, but we also provide some immigration services. We are partially accredited to provide the renewal of the green card of the DACA, and also assistance with the naturalization process to become U.S. citizens. So we're kind of that one-stop place, and you know, we do bring different programs or workshops such as financial literacy, talking about like about the importance of having a will, and especially with COVID, SCOW had to spearhead different initiatives, and we never stopped providing services. And then since COVID, we really upped our COVID recovery efforts, and we have held 40 vaccination clinics. We have provided information and updates about COVID in English and Spanish since the beginning of the pandemic. We have provided PPE, we have coordinated food drives and partial financial assistance to those who are facing hardships. So we've been very busy, but it's been such a great kind of opportunity to listen to the community and be able to work hard to meet the need. And Wallingford there's so many nonprofits and organizations that are fantastic. And I think that one thing that came out of COVID was that unity of bringing all us together and working together to not duplicate services, but to enhance or the services that are in town. And I think that that's what's really special about Wallingford. All the organizations and businesses work together and support each other.
It's a remarkable list, and all the accomplishments and all the programs. It is a long, long list. And if you were to visit your facility right next to the Senior Center here on Washington in Wallingford, it is a very upbeat, very uplifting place. And it's great to see the flags and the facility itself. A lot of public support too, and also a lot of industries. So Nucor, Olbrich, and Allnex, and the other large employers are all 100% behind Spanish Community of Wallingford. We just have a minute or two left with Adriana Rodriguez, Executive Director of Spanish Community of Wallingford. We do want to, before we close, talk about September 29th. You do have a big fundraiser coming up.
Yes. So like I mentioned, Scout turns 50 and we're excited. We're here to have a big party, but also we're excited to bring back our annual Latino winemaker wine tasting event. So it is on Thursday, September 29th at the Farms Country Club. There you will be able to taste a variety of wines, various food stations. There'll be cultural performances throughout the evening, and it's such a fun event, and we're really excited that we'll be able to finally have it after 2 years having to cancel it. And it's an opportunity to come together as a community and raise funds to continue our mission, our vision, and our efforts. And also it's our 50th anniversary fiesta, so there'll be surprises. And if you would like to learn more about the event, become a sponsor or purchase tickets, you could call SCOW to 203-265-5866. And we hope to see everyone there. So Ray, I hope you will be there to join us and celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, our 50th anniversary, and our 10th annual Latino winemaker wine tasting event.
Spanish Community of Wallingford, go to the website too for SCOW, learn more. And as Adriana just pointed out, the telephone, get your tickets for September 29th, celebrating 50 years from very humble beginnings to a very well-established and a very, very well-engaged, respected organization, Wallingford and the greater community around Wallingford, Spanish Community of Wallingford. Executive Director Adriana Rodriguez, thank you for being with us here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you, Ray.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson @quinncham.com.